This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper on recent action taken by the Columbia County Board of Supervisors. The board called for adding the unpaid 2016-17 school tax bills plus 7% interest to the county tax bills going out to property owners with unpaid school taxes in Columbia County this month. Kinderhook Supervisor Patrick Gratton, the board's former chairman, said in recent years the county has stepped up what he called aggressive tax collection, and about 30 to 45% of those dunned for school taxes in January paid the bill by April. As of the last week of December, unpaid school taxes on county properties amounted to $6.7 million, compared to $6.4 million in 2015. There was $870,000 still owed on property in the Hudson City School District, and $5.8 million is from nearly 2,200 parcels located elsewhere, according to information supplied by the County Treasurer's Office. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting nearly 1,000 people gathered Sunday, January 8th at the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock to pay tribute to Woodstock Town Supervisor Jeremy Wilbur, who died January 1st at the age of 66. A native of Canada, Wilbur grew up in Woodstock, working as a bartender, carpenter, sewer, superintendent, and the town's longest-serving supervisor. He was a self-taught playwright, author, and literary scholar. Quote, long-haired, baby-faced, erudite Jeremy Wilbur, with just the right amount of towny pride, Woodstock hippie magic, and a good dose of practicality, personified Woodstock in the early 1970s, end quote, said longtime friend State Assemblymember Kevin Cahill. Quote, as much as his style of leadership defined what Woodstock is today, end quote. Wilbur is survived by his wife and two children. His seat as town supervisor has been filled by Deputy Supervisor Bill McKenna. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential on day one of State of the State Week. Governor Andrew Cuomo began the day in New York City. Cuomo unveiled his plans to address education, criminal justice, and myriad other issues with a special focus on the middle class. Speaking at One World Trade Center in Manhattan, Cuomo pitched a plan that would provide a record level of education funding, enacting the DREAM Act to help undocumented immigrants afford higher education, and an expansion of indigent legal services that would include a public-private partnership to provide legal representation to immigrants who struggle to hire an attorney. He also pitched his free tuition plan for middle-class students who attend state colleges. In the speech, the governor continued to challenge the plans of President-elect Donald Trump and the Republican-controlled Congress, declaring New York will not stand for the dismantling of Obamacare. The governor will deliver a total of 6 State of the State speeches this week, culminating with an address at the University of Albany Wednesday, January 11th. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.